Father, I thank you again for the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. As we consider this topic and share these scriptures, shine the light in our hearts and give us ammunition, renewed ammunition, to combat all the plans of the enemy to bring sickness and disease upon us. We thank you for victory in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We got a lot of scriptures. In fact, the Bible is full of so many things. And since I first posted this article December 31st last year, I have revised, these categories with many more scriptures. So I've got a lot of scriptures to share today, and I hope you're ready. I'm going to focus today again, not so much on the sicknesses and diseases. We'll talk about that. But we'll focus on the healing and the health that God brings. There are, it may seem, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. You'll notice that even, when Paul was writing about the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, when it came to healing, he had to call it gifts of healing, because there's just so many different kinds of sicknesses and diseases, and God has to deal with them in the plural, even with the gifts of healing. It's all in the plural. Time will fail me to be calling out sicknesses and diseases. But rather than that, let's call out promises that God gives against sicknesses and diseases for our healing and even for wellness. Is for health. Praise the Lord. So, whereas the enemy loves to put the sickness and diseases upon us, the Lord, on the other hand, promises to shield us and protect us from those things. We saw that in the scriptures. For instance, in Exodus, what happened in Egypt, God actually sent a plague, among those people. As a punishment for the land of Egypt because of all the things they did to the children of Israel over the years. But generally speaking, for the body of Christ and for believers, let me make one thing clear straight away, that when you are sick, it is not from the Lord. So people say, no, it is not from the Lord when we are sick. That is absolutely from the devil. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, look, the thief, which is the enemy, he comes to do all these things, kill, steal, destroy, and so forth. But I am come that you might have life. And have that even more abundantly. Sometimes we wonder whether it is the will of God to heal us or not. Let me start there by settling that first of all. In Matthew chapter 8, we read from verse 1. When Jesus has come down from the mountain, there were great multitudes that followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So that was his request. But his request started out by saying, if it be thy will. Now, some of us, that's how we pray when we pray against sickness today. We say, well, if it be the will of God, maybe the Lord will heal that sickness. Well, let's make one thing clear. It is the will of God. And I'm going to settle that here this morning, so that we can change our prayer when we're praying against sickness. So the Lord said to the man, I will be thou clean, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed, cleansed, so. The Lord always wants us to be healed. 3 John chapter 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. You know, so, but as we go through these scriptures, we will talk more about that. You know, it is never, you know, the will of God, you know, that we should be in sickness. You know, the Lord may allow it, but that stuff comes from the devil. I mean, why would Jesus do all that he did according to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5? We are told, you know, all the things that he went through on our behalf. Why will he do all of that only to bring the thing back upon us? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, so if he bore our griefs, if he carried away our sorrows, if he was stricken and smitten of God for us, if he was wounded for our transgressions, if he was bruised for our iniquities, if the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, then why in the world would he bring the sickness back on us? You know, that's from the devil. That's not from the Lord. You know, so surely he has borne our griefs, Isaiah 53 and 4, and carried away our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, was smitten of God and afflicted for you and for me. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. That's something that we need to remember. Sometimes we forget that it wasn't just for our healing that he was beaten. He was beaten for our peace as well. And the wounds that he got from his healing, I mean beating, was for our healing. But the beating itself, we are told here, was for our peace. You know, so Jesus took all those beatings for our peace. Peace is paramount. Our peace is paramount to the Christ. He took the beating, chastisement is beating, and beat him up because of your peace and my peace. And the stripes that the beating left on his back and everywhere were for your healing. But don't forget the peace as well. I mean, if he did all of that, you know, then why in the world would he put it right back upon us? The scripture says in 1 John 3, that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And, you know, what are the works of the devil? I mean, there's many things, you know, sin and disobedience and all these things that we're talking about in these lessons, all the works of the devil. Sickness as well, you know, so the works of the devil. The devil that brings these things is not from the Lord. So let's read it again so that we will be convinced and know that it is the Lord's purpose to destroy these works. And he did that too. You know, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. 1 John 3 and 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. If that's the reason he came, and after destroying the works of the devil, why in the world would he turn around and put those same works back on us again? You know, so for people that think sickness may be the will of God, think again. It is not the will of God. It is not the will of God for us to be sick. God wants us to be healed rather than being sick. I am going to give you some scriptures that will definitely show us God's intention for us as it relates to healing and health. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26 is a popular one, you know, that we read all the time. And in that text, the Lord is telling them, whereas, you know, I put those sicknesses on the Egyptians for them to punish them, the Lord will not do that, you know, for us, or unto us. It's very clear in the scriptures. He said, look, I will not put on you any of these sicknesses which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. Well, if he's the Lord that heals us, and then he's the one that puts the sickness upon us, then he's defeating his own purpose. The reason why he will not put sickness upon you is because he is the Lord that heals you. His role when we are dealing with sickness is to heal us, not to put the sickness upon us in the first place. You know, so now we may read in the scriptures where it says, you know, somebody was afflicted of this and that and so on, you know, from the Lord. All those things were in the Old Testament. When Jesus came, he changed all of that. He took the curse. In Galatians 3 and 13, he bore that upon himself. We are told that cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree. Well, a cross was made of a tree. So in that, for Jesus to be able to take the curse, then he hung on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's in Galatians chapter 3. You can read verses 13 and 14. So the Lord said, I will put none of these diseases or sicknesses upon you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So when you are sick, don't think it's from the Lord. It's from that evil devil, the spirit of infirmity sometimes, and different things. You know, sometimes we catch sicknesses and diseases from contact with others who may be sick or diseased, and then the devil may take advantage of it. But it is never from the Lord. You know, let's straighten that out here today. Praise the Lord. Here is Exodus chapter 23. And verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Yeah, that's what he does. Take the sickness away and put it on us. You know, and you know, there are some things that God wants us to do in exchange of getting all these benefits. He wants us to do certain things. You know, like in Exodus 15 and 26, he talks about, you know, four different things that he commanded the people to do, you know, and it's all around obedience and doing his will and so forth. You know, that's how he put it there. He said, look, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, that's number one. Number two, if you will do that which is right in his sight and not right in your own sight or right in the eyes of the world, that's number two. If you will give ear to his commandments, number three, and keep all his statutes, number four, then he said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You know, so again in Exodus 23, 25 that we just read, he said, ye shall serve the Lord your God. You know, that's whom you should serve, not anyone else. But when you serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread, he will bless your water. And he said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So that these are promises that the Lord gives. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. You know, he says these things many times over so that we will, one time he'll say it this way, another time he'll come back and say it some other way. But it's the same thing I'm saying over and over, that the, you know, so that we may be settled. This thing may be settled in our heart. Deuteronomy 7 and 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. That's right. And will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So this is not for the children of God. Sickness and disease does not come from God, but the enemy will try to put it on us to afflict us, you know, and to make sure that we are burdened with these things so that we don't have time to praise the Lord. You know, so, but that is not from the Lord. It is the devil that brings these things. Deuteronomy 7 and 15. And we will do well to remember that. You know, let's see how the psalmist calls out some blessings, some promises, some things that he did, and his confidence in God's healing as well. Read Psalm 30, verses 2 and 3. Now, any time that we are sick, we need to call upon the Lord, and He will heal us. He has promised that. I'm going to read many of these promises for us right now. Psalm 30, this man gives a testimony. He said, O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. And this is what the Lord does. God raises the dead. You know, it's what we are told. God who raises the dead. You know, his business is not in burying. If one man came to Jesus one time and said, Lord, I will follow you wherever I go, but let me first go and bury my dead. And Jesus said, well, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and do the works of the Lord. You know, God who, you know, raises the dead is what he does. He doesn't bury dead. He can raise them too. Doesn't put sickness on us. He heals us of the sicknesses and so on. You know, so let's have that confidence and know the truth. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91. You know, the entire Psalm 91 is for our protection. Well, let me just read one verse in verse 10. You know, so see, we're focusing today on sicknesses and diseases, which you might also call, you know, pestilences and different things that will, you know, come onto people who are in the world at different times. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I mean, this is, you know, point blank, you know, protection that the Lord gives us. Well, he even says that you will not be afraid of the terror by night. You will not be afraid of the arrow that fly by day, for the pestilence. There may be some pestilence in the land. It's kind of like COVID and all these things when it came. You know, you will not be afraid of all these destructions or the destruction of the wicked when it comes. You will not be afraid of it because you have made the Lord your habitation. That's the reason why no evil will befall you, not even the sicknesses and diseases. You know, sometimes it will come upon us, but the enemy will throw darts our way, but the Lord will heal us. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103, we read, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, and everything that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. And these are some of the benefits. Forgiveth all our iniquities and also healeth all our diseases. Isn't that wonderful? Forgive your iniquities and heal your diseases. You know, Isaiah 53 wraps it all up. He will do all of those things by all the beatings they put on him. He will redeem your life from destruction. He will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the psalmist encouraging himself and talking to his own soul. And this is a point blank declaration. And we see that from the word of God, you can use it for yourself. This is what God will do for us. Heal all your diseases, not put them upon you, but rather to the heal them. Praise God. Psalm 107 and verse 20. The Lord sent his word and he healed them. This is what he does. You know, he sent his word and he healed. You know, it's not about God putting sickness on us, but it's about him healing us of all our sicknesses. Now, so let's, you know, gain the proper perspective about these things. The Lord sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Praise the Lord. That's Psalm 107 and verse 20. Also in Psalm 147 and verse 3, these are scriptures that should encourage us on how the Lord brings healing. We've seen his testimony in the past, and the psalmist, you know, will give his testimony here, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. And then we also must garnish strength from the Lord. So let's take a quick look at Psalm 147 and verse 3. Another way that the psalmist would testify of what the Lord has done for him, you know, and how the Lord would do it for you. He healed the broken in heart and binded up their wounds. This is what the Lord does. You know, he binds up their wounds, he heals them and so forth. He doesn't put the sickness on the people, but he will heal them. He will heal the broken in heart, he will bind up their wounds, you know, and so forth. Doesn't even Isaiah say the same thing? The book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61, you know, verses 1 and 3, prophesying about the things that the Lord would do, you know, he said, look, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Yeah. For he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And Christ, he went into the temple, or synagogue actually, and took the book in Luke chapter 4 and found the place where it was written. They gave him the scrolls of Isaiah. He found the place where it was written and he read this place. Hallelujah. And he said, look, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And after I finished reading it to some part, he said, look, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. You know, Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And these are all the things that he does. And, you know, that they might be called the trees of righteousness. That's the reason he does it. That you're planting of the Lord, ultimately, that he might be glorified. So he's the one that heals rather than bringing the disease or the sickness in the first place. Let's read what the Lord challenged the people about in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 22. I mean, this is, you know, God wants his people to be healed. So when they are not healed, I mean, he will ask them a question. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? I mean, yeah, physicians are a blessing from God too. You know, because God wants us to be healed. You can be healed supernaturally by the gift of healing, by the laying on of hands and so forth. We'll come to that in a minute. You know, and so many ways. You can also be healed through natural means. God has put inside this body the means to recover itself. If the body is trained and well nutritioned, it has the power within itself to heal itself. It's already there. I mean, most of the time, if you have, you know, I mean, the right level of protection from blood, I mean, white blood count and all these things in your body, you know, it will recover itself. You have a minor cut, you know, there's the tendency that the thing will heal after a while. It will just heal itself, you know. But then we help it along by cleaning the wound and making sure it's not infected and so on and so forth. And it eventually clean itself. It heal up itself. You know, most things will do that. The Lord already put that in the body. Now, he also gave us help externally when the little healing process within the body is not enough or is too slow. You can help it by, you know, receiving help from doctors or taking medication or this and this and that. But, you know, God put that healing in the body already. If the Lord doesn't want to heal us, then the body will not heal itself when it, you know, gets, you know, an injury or gets sick or something. But naturally, the body will try to do that. In fact, there are some sicknesses are initial reactions of the body to try to protect you from even other things. You know, science tells us that, you know, but, you know, the Lord's business is in healing us, you know. Why are we not healed then is what he's asking. I mean, is there no physician there? I mean, are there no medicines? You know, a balm is a medicine. You know, why is there no healing? I mean, why are you not healed? I mean, can you not get help from anywhere? You know, so God wants us to be healed. And that's what he does. Praise the Lord. So let's take a look at a few more scriptures in this same Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14. A declaration, you know, that the Lord will give us. And if we can believe these things and declare them for ourselves, you know, then we will be healed. Here is the prayer that Jeremiah prayed. Say, hear me, O Lord, and heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. It's a prayer that he prayed, and he declared it for himself that he will be healed. You know, he also said, save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. You know, so, you know, this is how we should pray. We should pray for healing. We should pray. And the Lord gave us some prescriptions too. We'll get to that in a minute. You know, but this man, he prayed, he said, Lord, heal me and I'll be healed. He declared it. Save me and I'll be saved. You know, show me that light and I will have light. You know, and so forth. So this is how we should pray. We should seek the Lord, you know, when sickness and disease comes. There is no promise that, you know, we will, you know, never be attacked by sickness. You know, the promise we have is God's not going to be the one that will put it on us. But the devil might put it on us or some other situation might bring it. But God will heal us. He healeth all thy diseases, is what we are told. Jeremiah chapter 30. And we have been using this over the last few days. And I said, look, speak this over those that are healed. Our brother who is in ICU, you know, with broken bones and a lot of wounds. You know, speak this over him. You know, the scriptures, this is the promise of the Lord. Point blank, Jeremiah chapter 30. The Lord knows that we may oftentimes need healing and need recovery. Otherwise, he wouldn't say things like this. But he knows it. There are times that, you know, these things will happen to us. But we should call upon the Lord, you know, for healing. You know, the Lord, he has a promise. For I will restore health unto you. Restore means bring back something that was taken or lost. So if your health has been taken through illness, through disease, through whatever means, the Lord said, I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thee of thy wounds. You know, so this is a point blank promise. When we have illness or sickness, the Lord promises health and healing. Even to wounds, even when we are wounded, you know, you may be wounded physically, you know, you may be bruised, you know, you may be, you know, been an accident, something cut, something separated. The Lord said, look, I will heal. Praise God. Now, the process of healing sometimes may be a process, exactly that. I mean, it can be instantaneous, but it can also be a process, you know, but the body shows us the example and teaches us that healing will generally be a process. If you have a cut in your finger, it'll be a process. It may take a day or two before it heals. And then eventually it may take a few more days before it's gone. Now, some people may heal more rapidly than others. Depends on their defense system and the defense mechanism that is in their body. You know, so, but, over time, it'll be healed eventually. So we learn from that, that healing most of the times, you know, can be a process, and it will be a process. But then God gives, you know, the supernatural intervention through the gifts of healing that can do things instantaneously. Like Jesus, you know, most of the time, like the one we read in Matthew chapter 8, you know, when the Lord, you know, asked the man, I mean, the man asked the Lord, if it's your will, you can heal me. And the Lord said, I will be thou healed. And immediately, we're told, his leprosy was cleansed. And there are many situations like that, that immediately in the scriptures, that these things will happen. I mean, we see Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, you know, the man that they said, you know, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. You know, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles together, they pull the man up and immediately he receives strength in his bones. Now, so that's immediately, that can happen. And it may also be a process. But the bottom line is, you know, immediate or process or instantaneous, regardless, the Lord will heal you. That's what he promised. You know, let's read again, you know, another wonderful scripture from Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6. Remember, I am giving scriptures that the Lord promised to heal and to cure us and to bring health to us. Jeremiah 33 verse 6 says the same thing. Behold, I will bring health and cure, and I will cure them. Hallelujah. And I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And this is what the Lord promised over and over and over again. So take note of these scriptures, you know, and when we pray, bring the word of God. And that's how you pray. Wrap your prayer in the light. The light is the word of God. You don't just ramble and pray anything. Use the word of God, you know, to tell the Lord. Isaiah 43, 26 says, you know, put me in remembrance. Declare it again that thou mightest be justified. So remind the Lord. It's not that he forgot, but he asked us to remind him. Well, so you do it. You know, you tell him, look, Lord, this is what you said. It's what your word says, that you will bring me cure. You will heal my wounds. You will restore. I mean, you say all these things to him that he already said. And you use that in your prayer. And God, whether for yourself or for your loved ones or your brothers or sisters that you are praying for, we use the word of God in prayer. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Joel chapter 3, even blood disease, it's in the Bible, that God can cure and heal blood disease. Did you know that? Well, in Joel chapter 3 and verse 27, verse 21. The last verse in the book of Joel, he said, look, I will cleanse their blood that was hitherto not cleansed. That's right. He will cleanse the blood. So, you know, there are a lot of blood diseases, you know, leukemia, lymphoma, all these kind of whatever now they're called. God said, I will cleanse their blood. So God can even do that. And did you know? You know, from the little science that I learned way back when, you know, the bone, you know, inside the marrow, you know, a lot of things like blood, you know, it's like a blood factory in there. And the Lord said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, he said, look, the word of God can go inside even your bones and your marrows in the very factory where these things are made. Praise God, you know, so. You know, that's why, you know, sometimes, you know, when they want to discover the root of some of these, blood diseases, like various cancers of the blood, they will do this bone, you know, marrow, you know, investigation. They do some scans and different things. I forget what they call all those things. They go inside the bones, look at those things, try to find the source. Well, The Bible says, the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says that, look, the word of God is quick. That means it's alive. It's powerful. It's a, you know, discerner of the thoughts and intents. But it also, among many things that it can do, separates between the soul and the spirit. We've covered that multiple times. But it goes inside the bones and the marrows, right where the factory, you know, is there, you know, the blood and so forth. You can speak the word of God into the bones and the marrows. and you can use it, you know, to bring healing and to bring a change, to bring a shift. You know, when there are things that are damaged, sickle cell and different things that are in there, you can speak that word into those bones and those cells. You can regenerate, you know, those things and create, recreate and come back the way that the Lord wanted it in the first place, you know, so that the health can be restored. You know, the word of God can bring health to us if we know how to properly use it. You know, use the word of God properly, claim it, speak it to yourself, you know, use it to go into your bones and marrows, speak it. The Bible already said it goes in there, you know, and let it be your, you know, spiritual medicine. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 3, it says the same thing. He says, you know, telling him about, you know, say, look, giving his son instructions to read the word of God and so on. He said, look, it'll be health to your bones, you know, and so forth. The word of God, when you meditate upon it, it'll bring even healing and it'll bring even health to your bones. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so, you know, let's read a few scriptures here and see what the Lord, you know, has said to us about how if you use the word of God right, you know, it will bring health to you, health to your navels, health to your bones, health inside you. The Lord said, look, I will cure even that. You know, he said, look, even the word of God, even the, you know, departure from evil and so forth, it'll be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You know, you can actually, you know, by the fear of the Lord and departing from evil and so forth, using the word of God right, you can actually, you know, bring a shift to the marrow, you know. Technology can even do bone marrow transplant. Well, you can do bone marrow regeneration and, you know, spiritual transfusion inside the bone marrow by keeping the word of God, departing from evil, speaking the word to yourself. You can actually cause some things to happen. And we have real life examples as well. I know people who have used the word, including myself, to just change situations of ill health. You're just constantly speaking the word to yourself and so forth, and just, you know, staying right there with the word and not going to the left or the right. You know, it may not look like it to the eyes at the moment, you know, but you speak the word. Hallelujah. So speak the word only. You know, not exactly what we see with the eyes, the physical eyes, but what we can see with the spiritual eyes. That's right. John chapter 16 and verse 13. I love that verse. It says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Well, the Holy Spirit will show you your healing. You know, now this may be your current state, but the future state, which is your healing, praise God. You may be sick today. Your future state tomorrow is that you are healed. The Holy Spirit can show you healed already. You know, somebody may be in a wheelchair. The Holy Spirit can show you that you're out of there. Maybe on a sick bed, on a bed of languishing, the Holy Spirit can show you that you're out of there. You know, and then you latch on to what the Holy Spirit is showing. And even by faith, you can see that this is not physical sight. This is the Holy Spirit revealing to you things to come. You know, show you things to come. You know, and I believe it with all my heart. And that's how I walk my prayers. You know, once the Holy Spirit shows me something from the Word of God, I latch onto it and I take it as something yet to come to pass. And I believe that in God's realm, it's already done. So I just need to walk in that realization and then receive it finally for myself. You know, so the word of God is so powerful like that. God gives us, you know, Jesus, you know, in Matthew chapter 8, he shows us, the word of God shows us that it was Jesus' intention to demonstrate healing, you know, I mean, healing. Bible says that, look, in the evening time, they brought unto him many that were, you know, diseased and oppressed and different kinds of sicknesses and diseases and all what you, and even oppression and demon possessed and so on. I mean, he brought all those things to him and he healed them all that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, what we read in Isaiah 53, that he has borne our griefs and carried away our sicknesses and sorrows. So Jesus healed them all. Hallelujah. You know, when they brought them, you know, now, you know, there was not a one that they brought to him that was never healed. You know, now, unless they didn't bring him to him or unless he didn't go there to heal them. But if he, you know, every time he went to heal somebody, it was, they were healed. Praise God. And every time they brought somebody to him for healing, they were healed also. Praise the Lord. And these things he did. You know, the Bible says he did these things, cast out them, you know, the devils by his word, did all these things and so forth, you know, that it might be fulfilled. That was just spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So Jesus did these things. Now, in the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 17, there was a time that the Bible said that Jesus was in the house. Praise God. And when he was in the house, there were lawyers, there were this, there were that. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus is in the house, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Now, is Jesus in the house today? Did he say, when two or three shall gather in my name, I will be there in their midst? Did he say that? Well, absolutely. And because he said that, Jesus is in the house. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13 and 8. Now, if according to, this is argument, right? I'm just making my argument. Paul, he loved to place those arguments, and I love the way that Paul used to make the arguments. So, you know, I like this spiritual argument too. Well, if the Bible says one time that when Jesus was in the house, the power of the Lord was present to heal, and the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13 and 8. And if, you know, so we're making all these arguments, right? You know, and if Jesus said, you know, that, you know, when, you know, two or three of you gather together in my name, I'll be in the midst and so forth. You know, if he said all of this, you know, you can read that in Matthew 18 and verses 19 and 20. If when he was present one time, there was power of the Lord present to heal. If the Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if, you know, he says when two or three are gathered together, I'll be present in their midst, well, that means he's here. Then by all those ifs, we conclude that the power of the Lord is also present to heal today. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, before we leave this room today, we're going to release the power of God for healing. Hallelujah, because it's present. Now, listen to James chapter 5. This is God's prescription when you are sick. If you are a member of a local congregation, and this is one reason why you should be. You know, some people don't like to go to church, you know, and whatever. Some people have been offended and they just walked away and so forth, you know. But, you know, if you find a good church, you know, and so on, this is one of the reasons, one of the benefits. You know, he gave a lot of prescriptions here in James chapter 5. You know, in verses 14 and 15, and this is God, you know, how the doctor gives you prescription. You know, the Lord gave prescription here as well, too. So if you give a prescription, it's like, you know, go home and take these two pills, you know, the prescription of the doctor. Well, here is God's prescription. If you are sick, what did he say you should do? Well, if any man is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. You know, if we do these things point blank, like the Lord said, then you leave it in God's hands and challenge him to, you know, defend his word. And he will. You know, so that's what he said. Is anyone sick among you? Well, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And here is a point blank promise. And that prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And even if he had committed any sins, it will be forgiven him. You know, so these are the things. If you are sick, call for the elders of the church. You know, my wife and I, we love to practice this. And even my children are learning it. One time recently, just a few weeks ago, my daughter was sick. And she called. And I said, yeah, you know, you call for the elder. I'm an elder in the church. I'm her dad, but I'm also her pastor. You know, so we went over there, my wife and I took the anointing oil, prayed over her, and immediately, she couldn't raise her arm and everything, her shoulder and all of that. And right there, God began to bring healing. And come back, she come back to the church and give testimony. Well, yeah, because you call for the elders of the church. That's how you do it. When you're sick, you call for the elders of the church. They anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says you will be healed. They pray over you. The prayer of faith. You know, when we anoint somebody with oil, we don't just anoint them and don't pray. You got to do the prayer as well. And when you pray, you got to pray by faith. The elders, this is for the elders. You're praying over somebody, anointing them with oil. Don't just anoint them with oil and move on. No, you anoint them with oil, you lay hands on them, you know, and you pray for them in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. When Jesus was commissioning the disciples to go out, you know, we call it, some people do call it the Great Commission. And, you know, he said many things in Mark chapter 16. Here are some of the things he said. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. And then in verse 16, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs in verse 17 shall follow them that believe. Now, are you a believer? Well, these signs, Jesus said, will follow you. Now, we don't follow the signs. Signs follow us. Hallelujah. You know, so these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Yeah. You have the power to cast out devils? Absolutely, if you're a believer. It's not only the pastor or some prophet that can do that. You can do it too. Because Jesus said it right here. They shall speak with new tongues. Will you speak with new tongues? Well, absolutely. They shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And so on. And if they lay, they shall lay their hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover. I mean, this is God's way of healing through the body of Christ. Even by laying on of hands, by anointing people with oil and so forth. I mean, God brought healing in the past and he'll do it again. You know, disciples, they went everywhere and they anointed, with many those that were sick, anointed them with oil, you know, and healed the sick and so on, cast out devils. This is what they did because Jesus gave them some practice. And when he sent them out, he said, look, as you go preach, you know, and do these things. And Jesus himself, he did that. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, if he healed them then, he will heal us today as well. That's right. And that's what he does, not to put sickness on us, but to heal our sicknesses. Now, when the apostles, you know, when they, you know, went everywhere in, Acts chapter 8, they went everywhere. They, you know, healed the disciples. I mean, they healed the multitudes. In other places, when they were scattered, they went everywhere. They healed, you know, the people, anointed them with oil, they healed them and so on. You know, today, we can do the same. Hallelujah. We can do the same. We see the power of God is still with us today. It's no different than it was, you know, in the early church. It's just that they stepped out by faith, you know, and we also need to step out by faith. As a matter of fact, there was a man called Stephen, and there was another man called Philip. They were among the seven that were ordained to be deacons when the apostle said, look, we don't have time to serve tables. We need to give ourselves to prayer and the word. Seek out among yourselves seven men full of Holy Ghost and wisdom and so on and so forth, and we will anoint them over this business. And so they anointed seven of them, of which was Stephen and Philip. And these folks were ordinary folks. They were not part of the inner circle, apostles or anything like that. They were just ordinary folks. In fact, their business, you might call them deacons, you might call them whatever they're supposed to be. Their business was just to feed the widows. You know, they were not, you know, called into the ministry of healing or the ministry of casting out devils and things like that. You know, they had the Holy Ghost, and that's all that qualified them. And so Stephen, we're told in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, just to show you that he was just an ordinary person, but look at all the things he did. You know, he went out, the Bible says that Stephen, full of faith and power, in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, did great wonders and miracles among the people. You know, he wasn't an ordained minister of the word. He was an ordained deacon to serve tables and take care of widows. You know, that's all he was supposed to do. You know, so some of you may think that, oh, well, that's not, you know, I'm not, you know, the one that will pray for the sick and heal the sick and do these things, you know, because, you know, I just walk in the back office, I do this and that, you know. Well, Stephen was like that too, but because he had the Holy Ghost, because remember, the qualification was seek ye those who are full of Holy Ghost. We anoint them over this business. Well, because he had the Holy Ghost, capacity was already in him, the ability to do that. And he recognized that he can go out and do these things. And he went out and did these things. Praise the Lord. The same thing with Philip. We see in Philip, in Acts chapter 8, Philip was one of the seven that was also not, this was not Philip the apostle, this is the other Philip, the deacon. And he went out to a city called Samaria. And it turned the whole city right side up. Some people might say upside down. Whichever way you look at it, he impacted the whole city. The Bible says that, you know, he went out to Samaria and did great miracles. And even devils and these things and so forth came out crying. And, you know, people received, you know, joy in that city. Here's what he said. You know, Philip went down to Samaria. That's verse 5 of Acts chapter 8. And preach Christ unto them. And the people with one accord give heed unto those things which Philip did and spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And what are those things? Well, unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Many that were taken with paralysis, as palsies, were healed. The lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city from somebody who was not an apostle. Somebody who was relegated to serving tables, you know, but because he had the Holy Ghost, he served the tables quite all right. But when he was finished with that, he went someplace else and did some great things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So every one of us has the power to do these things. Matthew chapter 7, chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, he said, look, as you go, preach the gospel, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Tell them to repent too. But beyond that, he said, look, you got to preach the gospel with power. Heal the sick. You know, cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead even. Freely you have received, freely you give. This is what Jesus commanded them to do. So every preaching of the gospel must be accompanied by these things. You know, so let's not shy away from healing the sick. or cleansing the lepers, or today maybe, you know, all kinds of, you know, blood diseases, diabetes, this, what have you, and so forth, mental disease. People are crazy these days. You know, he healed them, the Bible says. And, you know, you can do these things in the name of the Lord. And you can also do it freely. You have received. You don't need to charge the people anything for it. Freely you have received. Freely you give it to the people. And these are the things that the Lord has bestowed on us. You can see that not only does God wants to heal us, he wants us to heal the people as well. He told them, heal the sick. It wasn't just pray for the sick. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Hallelujah. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 tells us that Christ has already paid and finished our healing. Isaiah said it in the present and future, by whose stripes we are healed. Peter, 1 Peter 2:24 quotes the same thing in the past tense, by whose stripes ye were healed. So Peter, speaking after the cross, is saying that we have already been healed. Glory to God. So this is God's wish for us. 3 John verse 2. Just one chapter in the third epistle of John. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. What more can I say? Time will fail me to read of many more other scriptures and examples of where God has healed people in the Bible. You know the story of Hezekiah when he was sick unto death, and Isaiah came and told him, thus saith the Lord, you know, you will be wise to set your house in order, because this sickness that you have is one that's going to take your life. So set your house in order, you know, because you are going to die of this sickness. Well, I mean, that was terrible news. Today, you may get the news from a prophet like Isaiah, or you may get the news from medical science that says that, look, you know, you only have a few days to live. That's what basically Isaiah told the guy. You are going to die, you know, so prepare your house and so forth. You know, this sickness is unto death. But the man, he was not going to have any part of that. Praise God. You can read in Isaiah 38. He was not going to have any part of that. And he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, I beseech you, you know how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Isn't this what the Lord said in, you know, Exodus 15 and 26 and Exodus 23 and 25? If you hearken to the voice of the Lord and do his things and, you know, serve the Lord with all your heart, he said, I will heal you and deliver you from these things. Well, so Hezekiah, he's laying his claim according to Isaiah 43:26. He's declaring it to God. He said, look, I have walked before you with a perfect heart, you know, and so forth. And I'm not willing already to die. I've done that which is good in your sight. Well, that's what the Bible says. Do that which is right in his sight. You know, and then he wept sore. And the word of the Lord came back to Isaiah and said, go back and tell him, I have heard him and I have healed him. And we add to him 15 years. He was going to die in a few days. God pushed it out. You know, and so God showed us by this story that, look, don't just take their word for it. Don't take any evil diagnosis or any evil pronunciation, even if it comes from a prophet. Don't take it. You know, you can stand your ground, go before the Lord. Of course, the Lord knew that Hezekiah was going to do that. God already knew all those things. But he put that story there for us to see how great it is when you can call upon the Lord with confidence, not minding where the bad news came from. In this case, the bad news came from a prophet, a noted prophet at that. You know, and Isaiah wasn't lying. He told the truth of what God told him at the time. But one man's prayer caused a shift. Hallelujah. And because he would not be denied and he was not going to take anything. Now, 1 John chapter 5 verse 9 says unto us, if you receive the witness of men, well, kind of like doctor's report and so on, then the witness of God is greater. If they've done their scans, you know, and so forth, and they come out and they say, well, we've discovered you have this bone thing, you have this thing in your marrow, you have this thing in your lungs and liver and this and that and so forth. And, you know, you will die. You will not live, you know, but we can manage the pain for you and this and that and so on. Well, if you receive that witness, 1 John 5:9 says, well, then the witness of God is also greater. The witness of God is what I have given you today. All these scriptures of what God said he will do for you when you are sick. You know, remember there was this man, we did his story some months ago, called Asa, who was a king. And in his sickness, he sought not to the Lord, you know, but, you know, he sought only to the physicians, and the Lord was angry with him. Not because there's anything wrong with the physicians, but because this was a man that knew how to call on the Lord, and he didn't. This time he was depending only on human beings, and it didn't turn out well for him. So, you know, you may be getting help from the physicians, which is good. I've not condemned physicians at all in this lesson. They are good. They are sent to us by God. God gives them the wisdom to do what they can do for us. You know, Luke was actually a physician. You know, but we must cry unto the Lord. You know, in it all, even while we are being treated by physicians, even when you yourself are treating yourself, taking medicines over the counter or taking, you know, other, you know, natural, you know, remedies and so forth. You know, whatever it is you're doing to help yourself and doing it right, exercise and all that, you must still trust the Lord. You know, so at the end of the matter is the Lord is the one that heals. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to pray over the room quickly. You know, I will restate my position that the Lord is here. And because he is here, how do we know he's here? Well, two or three people gather in my name. I'll be in their midst. Well, there's more than two here and more than three, and we've gathered in the name of the Lord. So I state my position that the Lord is here. Again, I state my position based on Luke 5:17, that one time when he was in the house, the power of the Lord was present to heal. So therefore, I state my position again today that the power of the Lord is also present to heal, because Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. One time was there, the power of the Lord was there. If he's the same, then if he's here, then the power of the Lord is also here. So we are going to pray. If there's any sickness, if any among you is sick, if there's anyone sick here today, the power of the Lord is present. Well, let me read Malachi 4:2 to you. I'm going to use that to pray over the room. Unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? If you fear the name of the Lord, well, you know, then the Son of Righteousness will arise over you with healing in his wings. Now, therefore, let us pray. If you have a healing need today, glory to God, I am going to pray over the room and God's going to heal you. And you may stand in the gap for somebody else too. I mean, by faith, I'm standing in the gap for our brother, James, that's in the hospital. You know, because the Lord said, I will restore health unto you and I will heal you of your wounds. You know, we have some other brethren who were involved in an accident yesterday as well, standing up for their healing. Our sister, you know, Bosse, that, you know, was suddenly taken ill. You know, she's doing well. We're standing in the gap for her. Hallelujah. And so you can stand for yourself today, or you stand in the gap for someone else. Either way, it's all good. So here's what we're going to do, and we're going to do this quickly. And you know, the Lord, he can move quickly. Here's what we're going to do. If you need healing today for yourself or for someone else, I want you to indicate if you are in the chat room, raise your hand and also place someone's name in the chat that you are believing God. I'm not going to pull you up to the stage by the raising of hand. And moderators, for this prayer, you don't need to pull them up, but I do want them to raise their hands. So you don't be shy and say, well, I don't want to go to the stage. We will not be pulling you up, but do raise your hands. So moderators, just leave them. They're only raising their hands because I asked them to. They're not asking to be brought to the stage. So if you are in the audience, you need prayer for healing for yourself or for a loved one. Do two things. Raise your hand and put the name in the chat room. Now, if you are on stage, you really can't raise your hand on stage because you're already on stage, right? You can also put the name of the person. It could be yourself. It could be your children. It could be a friend at work. It could be a brother. It could be a sister. Put their name in the chat room. I'm going to present all these names, all the hands that are raised and all the names and so forth. I'm going to present them before the Lord. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says the prayer of faith, hallelujah, can save the sick. Now, I am going to invoke the presence of the Lord because when he is here, he comes in like the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. And he's got his, you know, it's like something spread out, you know. It's got like, you know, this thing spread out. It's like wings of healing. Praise God. And he's hovering over you. Under his feathers, you will trust. So do that quickly now. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. And when we pray, believe is what the Bible says. Jesus said, look, you know, what things soever you desire, Mark 11 and 24, when you pray, believe. Now, the time of believing is now. Faith is now. At the moment of prayer, you believe. The result may come later because he said, and ye shall have and ye shall receive. You know, that may be future. It may also be immediate. But right now, you must believe. Now, have we found any scriptures? Remember how I have taught that you must find scriptures in the Bible? I have read dozens today already. So we have a lot of scripture as our foundation for this prayer. Now, you can use any of these scriptures for yourself, but I'm going to use a few to declare over the room today. Praise the Lord. Now, I see several hands in the raised in the audience. But more importantly, the Lord, he sees those hands. We're told that the Bible says Jesus seeing the man, the lame man in John, you know, chapter 5, and knowing that he had been long term in that condition, he now says to the man, will thou be made whole? So my question to you today is, will thou be made whole? Or, you know, would you like to receive healing on the behalf of whomsoever you are standing in prayer for today? Hallelujah. And if the answer is yes, then let's believe God together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because the power of the Lord is present to heal. Amen. I thank you, Lord, because you have promised that when we fear your name, you will hover over us, arise upon us with wings of healing, even from the Son of Righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Moreover, you have said, I am the Lord that healeth you. Furthermore, you have said, the Lord yourself, you said, I will restore health to you. I will heal your wounds and I will cleanse your blood. I mean, you have said so many things that we have read today. And now I speak the word of God, which is quick and powerful and is sharper than even surgical instruments. That's right. It can go inside your bones. It can go inside your marrows. I speak the word of God over the sicknesses and diseases that are in here. Bodies that are represented either by themselves or standing in the gap for someone else. Let the word of God go inside those bones and those marrows. Hallelujah. Go into the blood factory in there and regenerate. Now, that may be sickle cell. The word of God can go in there and reshape those cells and recreate something new. Glory to God. The word of God can go into where there is a low blood count and create that. The word of God can go against the diseases of the blood, you know, those diseases, they attack those different blood cells and different things. So come against those attacks and those sicknesses and the spirit of infirmity. We come at them with the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's provision for us is health and healing, as opposed to sickness and diseases from the devil. Now, we command and put spiritual handcuffs upon the spirit of infirmity and command them to come out of the people that they are afflicting today and return not again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we banish infirmity from the bodies of God's people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we walk not by sight, physical sight, but we walk by faith. And so what you see today, the Bible says the Egyptians that you see today, the sicknesses and diseases that you feel today, that you have received report about today, say you shall see them henceforth no more. Now, I pray against the reports that have come. Just like there was a report from the prophet. I say you shall surely die. Therefore, set your house in order. I pray against those reports, the bill of health that came and said you have a disease, incurable disease. And you will die and whatever. All of those things they have said. Well, we have received those witnesses of men. We now receive the witness of God. That I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I will restore unto you health. And I will heal your wounds, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, O Lord, that which you have spoken by your mouth, according to these myriad of scriptures that we have read here today, that which you have spoken by your mouth, let it be performed and fulfilled by your hand into the lives of your children as it is this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Bible says that, you know, if we shall say to the mountain, be removed, and will not doubt in our hearts, but we shall believe those things that we say, that it shall come to pass. And we shall receive those things we say. Now, therefore, I say to every mountain of sickness and disease that have plagued God's people, well, perhaps you've been dealing with it for a long time, or the person you're standing with or dealing with it for a long time, or for the person that may be in ICU or in some kind of sickness or disease, or they are in hospital or whatever. Well, they may be a mountain right now. Today, they are a mountain, but tomorrow, they are gone with the wind. Praise the Lord. Now, I command the wind of the Spirit to blow all those things out of the way. I speak to the mountain of sickness and disease. Be thou removed from the people of God. Cast into the sea and do not return in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the God of peace himself, hallelujah, according to 2 Thessalonians, you know, chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus said it himself in John 14 and 27. He said, you know, I give you peace that the world cannot give you. Because why? The chastisement of your peace was laid upon me. I purchased it for you. So I gave it to you. So my peace I leave with you. Hallelujah. And then Paul turned around and said it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And he said, look, the God, hallelujah, of all peace himself, you know, give you peace always by all means. That's by all means. All means, some people say all means necessary. Well, whatever means, the Lord said he will give you that peace. Well, you know, we don't have peace when we are running helter-skelter to the hospital and this and that. Treatment one day, this the other day, running here one day, that the other day. That's not peace. But my peace I live with you. And the Lord will bring a change and a shift that you may enjoy that peace in Jesus' name. Now, let's give the Lord some praise in the house. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and praise. Thank you for hearing us. Because if we ask anything according to your will, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. If we ask anything according to his will. We have seen today that it is God's will. Jesus said, I will, be thou made whole. Now, if we ask anything according to his will, then we know that, you know, he is hearing us. And because he hears us, well, that's our confidence that we receive the petitions that we desired of him. So, Lord, thank you because we have asked healing for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our friends, for our brethren. And because it is according to your will, which we have shown in the scriptures today, therefore we know you are hearing us. And because you hear us, not only do you hear us, we know we receive the petitions that we desire of you. So it is spoken, and so let it be in the name of Jesus. If the law of the Medes and Persians, once spoken, cannot be altered, how much more the word of God? For the scripture cannot be broken. So we have declared it this morning, and so let it be in the lives of God's people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.